The Novena of the Sacred Heart, Day 7. During this time of prayer, we quieten down and listen. Listen with our heart. Listen in the silence of God. We're invited to ponder each word or phrase, to reflect on its meaning. We're especially invited to experience our feelings and to share our feelings with Jesus. And we spend this time waiting quietly to see what comes into our mind and our heart. You remember that Blessed John Sullivan told us that God was delighted to see us even if we don't know what to say. Just being in God's presence and acknowledging God's presence is more than enough. God always has our best interests at heart. During the prayer, please press pause if you wish to stop and listen, and then press pause again to continue. We let the Spirit of God lead us to a place of interior stillness and then allow ourselves to become aware of God's gaze on us, full of love and hope. To know and to feel that the gaze of God on me is sustaining and life-giving, then to ask in my heart for a deepening interior awareness of how much I depend on God for my existence. On this day, the theme is that Jesus moves towards his cross. So we reflect on the journey of Jesus to his crucifixion. And we focus especially on the cross that he was given to carry. Our desire for this prayer is that I may feel sorrow with Christ sorrowful, anguish with Christ in anguish, and that the reality of the mercy of God might reveal itself to me in the passion of Jesus. That I may feel sorrow with Christ sorrowful, anguish with Christ in anguish, and that the reality of the mercy of God might reveal itself to me in the passion of Jesus. Now some scripture. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. The passage of scripture again. As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. Our reflection. Later on in this same Passion account, after the crucifixion. Jesus is clearly seen in her to forgive from this very cross, moments before his death, by cruel execution. His physical agony would have been intense, yet he could at that moment still speak of mercy. Let us pray and consider for an interior knowledge of what he was going through. We can ponder also the ways in which his heart now will continue to go through agonies today. Reflect then on where he is crucified in our times. Crucified in the innocent, the poor, and the weak. All those for whom he came into our history and our time. We close this time of prayer with a novena prayer. Lord Jesus, you have said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." I come to you in faith and trust, in love and hope. Let me know your closeness to me and your care for me and all who are dear to me. My intention for this novena is dear to me, and I know that what is important to me is important to you. Hear my prayer. Grant what I ask, and may I always trust that in all that happens in life, you will be close to me as my friend, guide, and saviour. And so, most sacred heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Most sacred heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Most sacred heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.